Oh, where are we holding?
Can we stay a second?
21B?
21B?
21A, I'm at base.
21B.
Your base might
be the picture.
I remember that.
That's good. At least someone.
And for fine. Toughest time, we're on Dalit.
Yeah, we're going to get to Dalit. So yeah, that's what you want.
They teach us in science.
Okay. Good everyone. Shabbat Tov. Today we're going to start from Chaf Aleph, our base 21B. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. If we remember our Mishnah, what was our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah gave us a scenario where you got 8 Lavin and you get 8 Malkas in one shot. From doing one action, you got 8 Malkas. From one plowing, you plow with Shatnez, you did all kinds of things, you plowed Kalayim, you get 8 Malkas. Now, the Gemara has a question. Amrle ulul Reb Nachman, ula esch Reb Nachman, vilelki nami mishum zareya bi Yom Tov. You should also get Malkas because you're planting on Yom Tov. What do you do with your plow? You took your plow and you went over the field. We said in the last Gemara, why are you chai for planting kilayim? We said, while you're plowing, you also covered over the seeds. So since you covered over the seeds, that's considered planting, right? So we said, you're also planting, as we said in the last Gemara. So if you're really planting, so the hilchos Yom Tov also, you should get an extra lot for planting.
By the Rebbeim. Yeah. The Kiva's not holding up, but Rebbeim are holding.
Yeah. Rebbeim, but that was our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we can't, that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had to hold like that. Our Mishnah said, right? If our Mishnah said, you're chayiv for plant, for kalayim, we must have understood that when you're plowing, you covered over some seeds. And you're chayiv for planting the seeds. Because covering over is planting.
Right.
So covering over is planting. So if so, so Gemara is quite asking, so then you should be chai the extra lav also for planting on Yom Tov, right? So Isser derais is the plant on Yom Tov. So should it be a ninth lav? That's the Gemara's question. Should it get a ninth Malkos?
That's always a good question.
That's always a question. Which, but if they said this question is only because of what the Gemara just said just before this. Because we just explained to you that covering over is considered planting for Hilchas Kilayim, so if so, for Hilchas Yom Tov also. When you plow, you covered over. It should be you just planted on Yom Tov. That's what it should be. It should also be chayiv. So that's Ulu's question. I'm the Ulu Reb Nachman. Vilulki, and let us give him Malkus Nami also. Mishu Zareya B'Yom Tov, because of planting on Yom Tov. Ah. So Amar Lehi said to him, which means Reb Nachman said back to Ulu, Tana V'Shayir. You have this concept in Gemara. The Tana he taught. V'Shayir, he left out. The Tana was trying to give you every single possible scenario. He gave you a bunch of cases, and you... You know more cases on your own, add on more. It's okay. You're fine. You're right. According to this verse, you're right. You are chai for Zareya. But he did left some out. Mar Eska, the Amar Lehi Ula said back to him, Tana, the Tana, Tani, he taught Shmaini. He taught us a number 8. Va'at Amrit, and you're going to say, Tana v'shayir, he taught and he left over? What's the rule in Shas? The rule is, you could say a Tana is Tana v'shayir. He left out some examples. Unless he says a number. The minute he says a number, he's telling you this is the number and there's no more numbers. When he says there are 8 cases, it means there are 8 and no more. If he's just giving a few examples, and there could be more, the list could go on and on. Don't say a number. Don't say there's 8 lot Malkas here. Say here's, you got a bunch of Malkas. And list them all. The fact you gave me a number, that tells me this is only this number and no more. That's real shot. Like anyone in Kedusha, right, says, you have different Gemara's way. The Gemara says, since you said 2, it means only 2, right? Different cases that once you say a number, you mean only that number. So you can't tell me the Tana left them. So if so, back to the question: why didn't our Tana say that Rabbi Yom Tov is a ninth Malkos? The question. Amar Rava comes, or the Bach says Amar Lei Rabba. At the Bach, where the Gemara says Amar Lei Rabba, Yesh Chilik Malachas B'Shabbos. There is a differentiation in Malachas on Shabbos, the Ein Chilik Malachas be Yom Tov, and there is no differentiation in Malachas during Yom Tov. What does that mean? We know on Shabbos, let's say a person does multiple Av Malachas. How many times you chayiv? You do multiple Av Malachas.
Each one.
You chayiv for each one? On Yom Tov, you chayiv for each one? However, comes the Gemara and says, it's not so by Yom Tov. Even though by Yom Tov you were plowing and you were planting, it's one Isser. You did one Isser of desecrating Yom Tov. We don't say, oh, you did Lav A, Lav B, Lav C. We say, what did you do? We bring you to the courts. What did you do wrong? You desecrated Yom Tov. I've been desecrated in multiple ways. Doesn't matter. There's no such rule by Yom Tov that we give you multiple Lav. We look at it as you did one thing wrong, you desecrated Yom Tov. Now, how do we understand? What's the source of that? So the Rivan brings us the whole background where we know altogether that by Shabbos you separate them. It's a differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's see the Rivan. So let's see the Rivan. We're going to go back a minute to Vililki Nami Mishem Zariyat. The Gemara's question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 lines from the bottom in the Rivan. From the bottom of the page. Mar asks, Vililki Nami Mishem Zariyat. What does Rivan say? The Nimnu Vagam, right? That was the Gemara said earlier. That they gathered and they decided. The Mechapa, that covering over. Zareya was considered planting kedamar, like we said earlier, that's why you chayev for planting kilayim, for planting a mixture of seeds. So if so, the Gemara asks, we chayev also for planting on Yom Tov. So Gemara first tried to say, he left out stuff. We said, you can't say that. He said a number. So Gemara says, ein chilek malachas bi Yom Tov. We don't differentiate, even though you did 2 malachas on Yom Tov. Which means, when the Mishnah told me I'm chayev on Yom Tov, it could be your chayev for plowing, and for planting, and for everything else you did. So it wasn't the Mishnah. What's your question? The Mishnah should give me a 9th Malkos. It's all under an umbrella. But we said you get Malkos for Yom Tov. It means for everything. For plowing, for planting, for everything. Let's see the Rivan. 5 lines to the bottom. First word on the line. Ein chilek malachas bi Yom Tov. Im asa shtayim. If you did shtayim, 2. Bishalosh malachas. Or 3 actions. Behelim echad and 1 forgetting. One forgetting. You forgot once it was Shabbat, you thought it was Sunday, you're doing a lot of malachas. Or, atza malacha sheyesh ba shtayim. Or if you did a malacha which has 2 malchas or lavin in it. Ein chayiv ela achas. You're not chayiv, you're only chayiv 1 ton. You're chayiv, that's creating up to 1 ton.
Is a malacha that has 2 malchas?
You could have something, meaning if you did one action, let's say. We say you did not one malacha. You did one axe which had 2 malachas in it. Mm-hmm. Like this case, you're plowing and you're covering over. Mm-hmm. So you have one axe with 2 malachas in it. So still, you're only chayiv 1. Why? Because we're going to go through Lamad the Amar. Now we're going to bring the source by Shabbos to split it. We'll see where it's different. Lamad the Amar. Memda is Lamad the Amar. According to the one that says Havara, B'chalik Yatsa, that Havara is l'chalik sirulei in chilek malachas b'yamtev to b'yamtev loya says havar. What does this mean? It means like this. By Shabbos we know the Torah tells us don't do any malacha. Right? What does the Torah tell us by Shabbos? Don't do any malacha. And it says anything by the Mishkan you did by the Mishkan don't do on Shabbos. That's what we learned all the Abbas malachas. Right? Now, what happened? What did the Torah come and say? Come to the Torah again and says don't make a fire. Don't make a fire. So what's the big question? You already told me don't do any of the malachas you did in the Mishkan. So what do you have to tell me again? Don't make a fire. Why are you telling me again? So the machlokes, the Rashi and Chumash brings down, there's 2 shitas. 1 shita holds. Havara l'chalik yasa. Havara came to differentiate and split up each lav. Havara l'chalik yasa, which means the point where we've singled out one lav again was to tell you each and every lie you're chayiv on its own. You would have thought if you desecrate Shabbos in 10 different ways, you desecrate Shabbos, it's 1 skila, it's 1 kara, it's 1 malchus. That's what you would have thought.
Why? Because it's mentioned that the malacha and you're grouping them in that 39 malachas.
Yeah, because the Torah really says don't work on Shabbos. So I did a bunch of things. I did it the same thing many different times, maybe. I did it. It says don't work on Shabbos. And you worked in 10 different malachas. Fine. You would think it's 1.
It doesn't say it individually.
It doesn't say it individually. Because it says don't do everything in the Mishkan did. Fine. It says the Mishkan. So you would think, I did once, that's great Shabbos, 1 time. I did all these things, it's on the 1 umbrella. Come to the Torah, speaks that again, one of the scenario, 1 example. Listen, the violation of Moshezechem, don't make a fire. Teach you each and every case is its own individual law, and it'll be its own individual punishment.
Why do they use fire when not plowing?
I don't know.
It's
I don't know why the Torah
specifically.
I don't know why the Torah specifically, that's a different question. Why we use this example, not other example. Now we're just saying, why do we give a example? Why did we give? Why do we have to give example? You already told me all the cases. Right. Why are you speaking out examples? That so one sheet of holes have ara, meaning the word the have ara to tell you the halacha of l'savir. Don't make a fire l'chalik yatsa. It went out to teach you. You split everything you do is split. We don't look like oh you desecrated Shabbos 10 times. Every single halacha you do l'chalik yatsa. We're going to split it up and we're going to give you 10 punishments.
What's yatsa?
It goes out. I mean, it came out. It went out of its way to the Torah went out to teach me have ara. Right? It went out of the regular original group of halachas. To l'chalik, in order to teach you to divide every lav is its own punishment and every lav is individual. That's the shita of l'cha. So you could say very simple. That was only said in Halacha Shabbos, the Rivan say. Our Gemara holds that was only said by Halacha Shabbos. Where did it say the pasuk, don't make another fire? It was all in Halacha Shabbos. In Halacha Yomtev, we have no such pasuk. So in Halacha Yomtev, everything you do wrong is one big, under one big umbrella of don't desecrate Yomtev.
So Yotze made a klal, 15 meters.
Right, it's going out. I don't know if it's so much a klal over here. It's going
the,
out.
The klal is don't do the malachas like in the Mishkan, and then it took that one out
right.
And singled it
right.
Out and made it, and therefore,
yes. So therefore it's different.
Yotze made a klal.
Yeah. Avar Yatz. Right. That's what I mean. Go that. That's a better word to say. Yotze made a klal.
So
from the rule that for the I think that's what it's working with. I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds right. Oh, so comes the Rivan here and explains us. We're not obligated to learn that same halacha by Yom Tov. Where was that whole pasuk stated, that whole situation? It was in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Yom Tov is different. Hilchos Yom Tov, you could do 20 things wrong. You get one halacha, you could do plowing and planting and this and that. Anything that's in Hilchos Yom Tov is one. So that's how we're explaining the Shita. So if you hold that the reason why we said Havara was l'chalik, to differentiate and separate each halacha, it was only said on Shabbos, it was never said on Yom Tov. So it's fine, everything's fine. So that's what Yvonne said again. Let's see here, 4 lines at the bottom. The first word. If you hold Havara, L'chalik Yatzah, it went out of the rule to teach you to separate each and every lav, Sfirulei, it's a hell to him. Meaning, Rav is telling us, Ein chilik malachas b'yamtiv, there's no differentiation between, we don't separate the malachas on Yamtiv. The b'yamtiv, lo yatzah Havara, on Yamtiv, it didn't go out of the rule to teach me again, don't make a fire. So we're there, therefore, your chayv one time, you could do plowing, you could do planting, you could do whatever you want. It's all one iser. We're only going to give you one malchus for desecrating Yom Tov. Fine. Now what about, the Rebbe says, what about, we know, there's another manda amar over there. Right? So this famous machlekes, why did the Torah speak out, l'savir, don't make a fire again. So one shita was the shita we spoke about, which said, to tell you, each and every lav is separate. That's one shita. The other shita holds, havara l'lav yatsa. Havara, it came to teach you, you get a lav and only a lav. We're trying to be lenient. So that when you make a fire, you don't get skila and karis, you only get a lav and malchus. That's what it's coming for. Even though usually for the other malachas, avas malachas, what happens to you? If there's warning and witnesses, you get skila. If not, there's karis, for some purpose. Okay? Over here we're telling you, you only get a lav. That's what it's telling you. That you only get a lav. So according to that mind, the Amar,
you only get a lav for
making a fire.
Right, but you don't get
skila or karis.
You
don't
get malchus instead of death.
If it's a
shagi,
it will be a chate.
I'm sure.
It's a bet. It's sometimes. In this case, it could be more, you'll be a chate. For havar. According to the sheet, I wouldn't hold like that. It would be. According to the sheet, it wouldn't be. So you only get chate when you do it for shagi. If the mazid would get karis, then we do it for shagi, you'll get a chate.
You don't get
it. If in the case of the mazid, you would get a karis,
right.
Let's say regular Hilchos Shabbos,
right.
And if you do it by mistake, you can bring a chatas.
Right.
But a regular thing, you just get malchus, you don't bring a chatas for, even if you do it by mistake. Fine. So you're saying, what about according to that manda amr? So according to the manda amr that said, the reason why he said havar was for a different reason. So how did he know that we split up the lav every time? He had a different source. So v'nafkala, he learned it out, this rule, that you split up in Hilchos Shabbos, v'nafkala chiluk malachas, that we separate the malachas, from the positive of v'asa me'achas mehena. What does it say about Hilchos Shabbos? If you did one of these, so you understand there, what does it say if you did one of these? To teach you, if you do multiple one of these, every one of these you do is its own issue, it's its own punishment. That's the other opinion. What does the Pasuk say? For asa agam, if you do one of these, then you get karis and skila. To teach me every one of these is its own entity. Fine, so we have two shitas. How do you know every time you do a different malacha on Shabbos, you're chayiv multiple times? One shita says it's from Havara. The fact that Torah is spelled out, you're not going to make a fire. The other shita is from a pasuk. The pasuk says, if you do one of these, you get skila, or karis. So what do we understand from there? Every one of these you do, you're chayiv another time. So that's when you know you get multiple punishments. What do you say?
You do the same thing twice.
No, let's say a case that's more complicated. Let's say you did two different things. That's more complicated if you did the same thing twice. Let's say a case: a guy plowed and he planted at the same time. If it's Shabbos, how many punishments you get?
Two.
Why? Either because the pasuk said havara, since the pasuk spoke out, don't light a candle. That teaches me each and every lav separate. Or the other shita is. The pasuk said, "If if you do one of these, you get punished." That means if you do each and every one, you do, you get punished. That's what it means. Here's what we do: a different av. We're not going to get complicated. Hilchos Shabbos. That's we do the av, and it's told there's only one. Tell me, you did a different av, a different family. You did one av and a different tolda. They're not related. Let's not get complicated now. Av and tolda. You're right. There, if you did an av and it's told, you'll get one. So if you did a different av malacha, separate avas malachas. Then you get separate punishments. Good? Fine. So according to that shita also, I could tell you, Kamayri b'chatos, maybe that pasuk was only referring to a case where you're getting a karban chatos, which is for Hilchos Shabbos. Because why did there be a karban chatos on Shabbos? Because the rule is whenever you would, for this action on purpose, you get karis. If you do it by mistake, you get a chatos. Let's say, Hilchos Yom, if you do it on purpose, you get malchus. Whatever you do by mistake, nothing. No karban chatos. The rule, the important rule to know, you only need to bring a karban chatos when you do an avera by mistake. If for that avera, when you do it on purpose, you get karas.
On Shabbos.
Anytime, there's a rule all over. In this case, it's on Shabbos. That's always the rule. Right? Someone who eats on Yom Kippur by mistake. What's halacha? He brings a karban chatos. Why? So if it would have been on purpose, he's chayiv karas. That's always the rule. So we're saying this whole pasuk.
What is he?
A skila. If a person mechal shabbos with etim and hasra'ah, then you get skila. There's no warning. Like most time, then the person is chayiv karis. When the regular person is mechal shabbos, chayiv karis every time because there's no warning. Every single time mechal shabbos, they're doing tshuva. Chayiv karis. Still do tshuva. No, keep shots, still do true. But skila is with Adam and Asra, that is skila also. The best in this world takes care of him. Fine, so let's continue to Ivan. Aval Yamta the Chiyas Malkus. But Yamta, which is the Chiyas Malkus, the Ains Dine Karis. There's no Karis when you do it on purpose. So does Machal Yamta. Anybody Chilik Malachas, there's no Chilik Malachas. So what's Ivan doing? He's giving us a background. Our Gemara made a statement. It said, there is Chilik Malachas on Shabbos. With every malacha you do, you get punished, but not on Yom Tov. Yvonne said, it's a very rubber, it sounds like he's saying very nice speech. Where do you get it from? She said, if we go to the background and understand the source that said we do differentiate malachas on Shabbos, we can understand why there should be different, Yom Tov should be different. Because right? Whether the source is from, one source? One source we said is from Havara, don't light a candle. Right? So if you learn that, the question is, how do you know to separate the malachas on Shabbos? How do you know to separate the malachas on Shabbos? So one shita said, what's one shita?
You
have to make a cloud. That's why it said havar. It said don't light a fire. One shita was havar. Don't light a fire. On Shabbos, taught me, everything is different. What's the other shita?
That was pasuk.
Pasuk. What did the pasuk say? So instead of the achas, one mehena from these. So what is Yvonne saying? If this is your pasuk to split up the malachas, right? It's very simple. This was only said by Shabbos. The pasuk was said by Shabbos. Right? So we're not going to say it by Yom Tov. It wasn't said by Yom Tov. Very simple. The pasuk was never said. If you say it's from achas mehena, one of these malachas, right? This is only the case when you're bringing a karban chatos, right? If you do it by mistake, you're bringing karban chatos, which is by Shabbos, right? This is also by Shabbos. speaking about when you bring a carbon chatas, if you do it by mistake.
Right, and it's not talking about Yom Tov. Then you have, would you apply to the, you know, Yom Tov or the Shabbos?
No, Shabbos is not like Yom Tov. Shabbos is not like Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's different.
No, what I'm saying, if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov on the same day.
Right.
And let's say you desecrate the Shabbos, but you also desecrate the Yom Tov. So which would you come out?
So you'd get the worst one. You would get for Chai for desecrating Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You'd get for desecrating Shabbos. You always get the worst punishment.
You never get double.
You don't get double.
1.5.
What? 1.5. 1.5. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Fine, very good. So that's the answer. Good. So right now, Rebbe wants to say, even on Yom Tov, you do multiple malachos. You have one malachos, you plowed, and you covered over. You got one malachos. So he has a question, why do you give another malachos in our Mishnah? So Rav is saying it's all under Yom Tov. Even though you do multiple things on Yom Tov, we don't split it up. It's different than Shabbos. Now, Rav explained to us the sources so we can see why it should be different than Shabbos. Now, again, not every Shita holds like this. This is Rav is telling us. Rav is teaching us that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov is different than Shabbos. Yom Tov, you only get one. It's if you do Malacha the whole day, the whole Yom Tov, we'll only give you at the end of the day one Malchus. Good? Fine.
So that's really the dispute between Rav Nachman and Rav
Ullah? No, Rav Nachman and Ullah, they what's it called? They didn't answer. Rav Nachman and Ullah didn't answer. Rav Nachman tried to answer Ullah. He was going to a different thing. He's trying to say the Tana left things over. And Ullah said, you can't say that in this case. Because he gave a number. That was finished. Then they went. Now Rav came and answered Ullah's question.
Why did Rav Nachman say
it? Why did Mishnah say it? Mishnah said it.
Right.
Why the Mishnah
wasn't Rav Nachman?
No, Mishnah the Tanakh. No, Mishnah. No.
Why did he ask from Rav Nachman?
No, we didn't ask. Ula came to Rav Nachman. Ula Rav Nachman is sitting in the Bismarck with Rav Nachman.
Ah, okay. So Abba, Ula, not asking on.
No, Ula. Ula said he.
Oh, he just said it. Okay, fine.
So he tried to
ask. He asked
Rav Nachman basically, and he told him no. They didn't come. So comes Rav and he gives a new pshat for Mishnah. Comes Rav and says that Yesh Chilek Malachah B'Yom Tov. We separate the Malachah on Shabbat B'Shabbos. We don't separate Malachas and Yom Tov, even though you did plowing and planting, it's true. That's all one Malchus. Fine? So Amar Lei. Other Tehei. It should be like this. Right? So who's that to who over here? Who's the Amar Lei?
You were to Rebbe?
No, other to him means it should be to you. It should be like this. Who said? Who said to
you?
Ula said to Rebbe. So the conversation in the Spanish. Ula said to Rebbe. Good. You're right. Ula said to Rebbe. I'm like, other thing. It should be like this. The interesting thing, the Bach, where he says, like, it's not a common word in the Gemara. Say, other to him. So if you look in the Bach, the Gois, the Bach by Dalit, he says, by Ois Dalit, he says, it's Shem, he says over there, other to him. Nun be nearer be enai. K'may, it's like saying, Zayis Tehei, this should be, K'maymer, I'm meaning to say, Zuhi, this is Svara Nechayna, this is proper logic. The Laika Chashiv, the Lilki, that we didn't count and consider the case, the Lilki Mishum Zerea, B'Yom Tov, you get Malkas for planting on Yom Tov, Mishum because, the Kachashiv, Charish B'Yom Tov, we already counted and mentioned, plowing on Yom Tov. The Eina Chayiv Beis, and you're not Chayiv two times, a Beis Malachas, on two Malachas B'Yom Tov, Kishasan, when they are done, bebas achas, when they are done at one time, so it's important. So really, if you do a lot many malachas on one day, you would be chayav on Yom Tov. It's referring to the Bach says only in one shot. If you do them both at one time on Yom Tov, we only give you one. If it's on Shabbos, even multiple actions at one time, we'll give you two. Right? Let's say the guy would plow and cover over on Shabbos, he'd be chayav twice. For Yom Tov, you only chayav once. Fine. Very good. So we're coming at now. Rav is saying.
So in our original Mishnah, it was done on Yantif. This act of plowing with all these variables were done on Yantif.
Correct.
So why are there eight and not one when it was all done in one helot?
In Hilchas Yomtev, we're saying you can't split them. For Hilchas Yomtev, because you just desecrated Yomtev many times, we're not telling you that you're not chai because it's Yomtev. You're just part of everything else you do. Say in Hilchas Yomtev, we consider you desecrated Yomtev once. This Israel desecrating Yomtev, you did it one time. We don't look at it as you did it two times.
But what else would apply to Yomtev other than Hilchas Yomtev?
No, because he's saying in the Mishnah we had many other cases. When you were plowing, in our case in the Mishnah, you were plowing with a shard, a chamar, with kilayim. In our Mishnah, you were in a kind of the Beis Hakvaras.
But it's all on Yom.
Yeah, also that's the thing. We're saying now you're only chayiv once. In Hilchas Yomtev, we can only give you one. We're saying we're not just giving you a rule that any time you do on Yomtev any lot, you're only chayiv once. Saying
any chayiv eight, but you're only going to get punished for one.
In Hilchas Yomtev. In Hilchas Yom Tov, you only get chayav to one. Because how many times did you desecrate the Isser of don't work on Yom Tov?
One, but we had eight.
No, because eight lav is a difference. Why are you getting eight lav in here?
He mentioned the Mishnah.
So you get the Mishnah. But our Gemara is saying you're only going to get, one lav in desecrating Yom Tov. I mean, even if you desecrate Yom Tov multiple times, you only get.
Of those eight that he's getting, he's only getting one for desecrating. He's getting another one for shotness, another one for being a nazir, and going through.
The Mishnah doesn't say that he's going to get punished eight times.
The Mishnah is saying he's getting punishment, but he's only getting one because he's breaking Yom Tov. One of the eight is because of Yom Tov, not two of the nine. That's what we're saying. We're asking that maybe there should be another one over there, right? But not. But the other ones are still valid because he still has shotness on.
No, shotness isn't on.
He's still a Nazirite. He's still in a place he's not supposed to be. Wow. He's still getting all those.
He would get that even if it wasn't yet.
Correct. Exactly.
Oh, very good. So things that are related to Yom Tov, you could only get one for, even though you did it multiple times. So very good. Oh, so that's Rabba. So Rav says you only get one under the umbrella of Yom Tov for all Hilchas Yom Tov. Comes Rav's friend Abaye, Eisva Abaye. Abaye asks Rav, "The ein chilik malachas be Yom Tov. We don't separate the malachas on Yom Tov. But now, what we learned in the Mishnah, Havashal Gidi, someone who cooks a Havashal Gid. Havashal Gid be Chalav. Let's say someone cooks Gid Hanasha. What's Gid Hanasha? Like the hind bone. The inality eats, whatever it is.
It's sinew. The
tailbone?
The sciatic nerve.
The Gid Hanasha, right? You'll see it's called the Gid Hanasha in English. The Gid Hanasha. But Chala, let's say you cook it with milk. This guy's like a real Baltaidi. He wants to eat Gid Hanasha with milk. Big Yom Tov, on Yom. He wants to eat Yom Tov to them. On Yom Tov. Va'achla, and he ate it. He cooked it and ate it all on Yom Tov. Like a Chamish, he gets five malkas. Why? Like Mishum Eichel Git, gets Malkus for eating the Git. But like he gets Malkus, Mishum Avashal B'Yamtev, for cooking on Yamtev, Shalal Tzarech. That's two. You're not allowed to cook unnecessarily. You're allowed to cook if you need it, you cook unnecessarily. But like Mishum Avashal Git B'Chalav, because he cooked Git, which is meat and milk. He's cooking meat and milk. That's three. But like also, Mishav Eichel Basar V'Chalav, for eating Basar V'Chalav, right? It's a separate Isser for cooking and eating. Before we said it, the third one was cooking.
Why are they including? Okay.
And now, you're eating Basar V'Chalav.
So that's two different actions, though.
It's two things, that's four.
I understand, but that's two actions.
We're
talking about one action.
That was the Mishnah, we're not in the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, that's not our case. Now we're not in that. Now we're trying to just bring out a point for the end of this thing.
Right.
The point is we're saying, the like of Mishum Eichel Basar V'Chalav, the like also goes to the Tabach HaBeis Ibn Aleph, Mishum Havara. You also get your fifth Malkus for making a fire on Yom Tov, because the guy made the fire in this case also. So that's five. Good?
Yeah, but some of those are separate actions.
So. Doesn't matter. That's not the point of the Gemara now. It doesn't make a difference. We're trying to bring out that we see your Chayiv.
Multiple actions. Multiple lot.
Multiple lot. That's the point.
Okay. Fine. So the first couple are the first few are the ones that are relevant.
The last one is what's our question?
No, we have to see. We have to find cases that he's doing multiple acts. He's getting multiple lavim with one action, right? So, if you're talking about eating it, then he's eating basar b'chalav and he's eating gideon nashim. So that's two.
Oh, but we're focusing on the cook. Let's say on the chilul yavtem, not on the eating, on the fact.
Oh, good point. So he's cooking. Yeah. So it's not the first two. It's cooking. And he's cooking basar b'chalav. He's cooking, right?
Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara's question. Let's see what the Gemara is going to take us. The Gemara says the im isa, and if it is, what's a buyer asking? The im isa, mishum havara, why mechayif? You shouldn't make the person chayif for lighting the fire on Yom Tov. The chayif like mishum bishul, because you just made him chayif for bishul. So what's the Gemara's question? So here we just made a chiluk. We said that on Yom Tov, if you do two different malachas, how many times you chayiv for Hilchas Yom Tov?
Once.
And we see here, he's making you chayiv twice. One for cooking, and one for making the fire.
It's not two different actions, though?
What? Okay, let's say, go with that to Bach, that doesn't have to be a one time. You're right, let's just say that it's two different actions, he's still chayiv.
Isn't he also chayiv for
eating? Yeah, but he is chayiv. We said you're chayiv five times. But two, what's our question? That two of the times, you told me it's for Hilchas Yom Tov. What are you doing wrong on Yom Tov? First of all, you chayiv once for cooking, and also once for making a fire. So we say you're being chayiv two malchus for one for cooking and one for making a fire. What did Rabbi just say? Rabbi just told me that even if you do two isurim, you know, on Yom Tov you only get one malchus. And what did Rabbi say? Rabbi said we don't separate the malchus on Yom Tov. Correct? We don't separate the malchus on Yom Tov. Well, I hear in the response we see you do separate the malchus on Yom Tov. If you don't go to Bach, I mean, don't go to Bach. No, the Bach said, "Bas achas." It said, "It has to be one time." It doesn't have to be one time. It doesn't have to be one time. Let's say it doesn't have to be one time. If you do two malachas on Yom Tov, so then you chayiv. We said before, you chayiv once. If we said if you plow, and you plant it on Yom Tov.
But even at the Bas achas aspect, you could have it where he has the food on top and he's lighting, so he's cooking and lighting at the same time.
Right, but it's actually going to cook that minute.
It's not cooked. He's cooking.
Here also, when you put it in, when are you high for cooking?
I thought when you reach a certain level of cooking, that when it's one third cooked or more.
Nachon, that's what I was thinking. But I don't know how to bach or learn this gemara.
Right, but isn't it until the Ghana, what's his name? What is it called?
Michael Ben Desai.
Yeah.
Fine, and let's understand now without getting through that. It has to be at the same time. Let's say for this, just for right now, it has to be at the same time. But the question is, you're telling me you don't split up the malachas on Yom Tov. If you did planting and plowing, it's only one. You just desecrating Yom Tov. Here also, cooking and making a fire should be one malchus. Why are you getting multiple malchus? That's the worst question now. Even that's a biased question on the Rav. Even Isa, if it is, what do you mean if it is? If it is, whatever the word says Isa, if it is what you said, Isa is like the is. If it is what you just told me, if it is, if it's true, if there is, it's like there is. If there is to what you just said, that Rabbi you just told me, that you don't split up the malachas, have ara mishum avara lay mechayiv, you shouldn't be chayiv. Why? Taha yechayiv lay mishum bishul, because you already made me chayiv for bishul.
If it's like what you said,
that you can't get two on Yom Tov, we don't split it up for Yom Tov, so that mishum have ara. Loi mechayiv, you shouldn't be chayiv for making a fire. Taha echayiv because you are chayiv. Taha echayiv that you made him chayiv. Mishum bishulei for cooking.
So it's the same. We directed it back. Should there only be one?
Yeah, it should only be one. Right? Very good.
Be it five, two, or av, or im, or cooking and eating.
Yeah,
with fire. But
desecrating Yom Tov should be only one. For desecrating Yom Tov. So the Gemara answers. Apik havara, take out from this brisa the malchus you said you're getting for making the fire. Va'ayla, bring up and put in gidhanasha shal nevela. You're eating gidhanasha of a nevela, of a dead carcass. So that's the fifth isser.
Were you saying that there's a mistake in the brisa?
Then why did a lot of times say that it was quoted wrong, it was brought down wrong? Right. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, it was brought down wrong. You have to realize everything then was baal peh. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to make sense. The Gemara had the power to say that maybe the Braisa was misworded, and the person who quoted the Braisa quoted it wrong.
What did we just do here?
So we took out Havara. And we put in Nivela, we put it in the case of, which we made a new case now. We said we added additional information to the story.
Said, why you hide five times?
Why you hide the fifth time?
Why you hide the fifth time?
Right. Because right. One of them should be the same. It should only be four.
One of them should be.
Because eating the veil, cooking on Yom Tov, and making a fire on Yom Tov, it's all on Yom Tov. Should be one.
So we're saying that there's either Mishnah or Braisa, that's a source that says it's a Braisa, is not stated accurately. You're saying.
Right. That's the word saying. That's the thing. Apik Avarav, I'll get it put in.
And then what does that do for us? That then does not challenge our...
Right, doesn't challenge Rava.
Right. First we're using this as a challenge and now we're...
Why is answering it for Rava? It's not a question.
Cool. Okay, fine. It's not a challenge.
So Abai is saying, we see this price. It says you get two Isur for Yom Tov, one for cooking and one for making a fire. He said it's not true. You're getting one Isur for... It's all one. Cooking the food, making a fire is all one Isser, one Malkus. So why do you get a fifth Malkus? That's for Nevela, because another more information in the story that was left out was you're getting also for eating. This was also a dead carcass. That's what you're also getting for Nevela. So I'll stop here on this issue. Yeah, what's your question?
No, it supports Ula, but how does it support Ula?
It supports Rava.
How does it support Rava? It's all considered as one because he's tying in cooking and eating.
It's all considered one. It's five separate lavim. We thought that there were two lavim that were both based in Yom Tov.
Right.
Not eating, not, they're both based in Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And then we see that we're going to take out one of those two that doubles up on Yom Tov.
Right.
And we put in another one that's not based in Yom Tov.
So it's back to two or more than one. It's back to more than one when you get an object.
So it's only back to one based in Yom Tov. And therefore, it doesn't contradict our original Rava that said that we only get...
You get rid of the fire, then everything's involved around the eating. And it's just the veil is part of the eating.
Right. And
so it's all considered as one, which supports Rava.
It's all considered... Like technically, each and every
it's one on
Yom Tov. Each and every one is individualized. It's not two based in Yom Tov.
Right.
And therefore, it doesn't contradict our original understanding of Rava. Right.
So it's technically all one. Right.
If we would have had fire and cooking at the same time,
that would have been more than one.
That would have been two based in Yom Tov, and that would have contradicted.
Got it.
Okay. Fire. Okay. Fire.
So we stopped at 22A, and where are you holding in Chavetz Chaim? Four.
I'm holding Chavetz Chaim. We're in the middle of the first Shar, chapter 4. So Ramel is speaking about the power and the negative power of Lashon Hara. And eventually it gets a little lighter. It says, you know, maybe good things that if you're careful with Lashon Hara. Now it's still going hard. So he's saying, Gemara and Erichin says, there were 10 times when the Jewish people, so to speak, tested Hashem in the Midbar. They upset Hashem 10 times. But what was the time, the worst one, that we were signed off with to get all the galus and everything?
The spies.
Was from the spies from Lashon Hara. That's what the Gemara said. That was the worst one. We complained, we did this, we did that. The worst thing was, even worse than the eagle, was the Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara and Hashem, Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael.
Sin
of spies, the Meraglim, that was the worst one of all. Because it was all Lashon Hara, Hashem. It was Lashon Hara about Hashem. Hashem said he gave us a good land. It's not even Lashon Hara about Hashem, about the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's terrible. It's really what it was, but it's Lashon Hara about Hashem. Oh, we know that the Yerushalmi says that in the days of Achav, even though they used to serve over the Zara, every time they would go to war, they would win. Every time they would serve them a desire, they would win the wars. Why would they win the war? Because they didn't speak Lashon Hara. What do we see? No one switched on Avadiyah. Avadiyah, he hid 100 Nevi'im in two caves. And he fed them because they weren't allowed to keep any Nevi'im alive. They said the only Nevi we kept alive is Eliyahu HaNavi. And they had kept two caves, 100 Nevi'im alive. Like the Pasuk said, right? And still, a lot of people knew about it. How do we know a lot of people knew about it? Because the people had to cook, and it was a whole hiding thing. You had to have people cooking and making them food and giving them bread and water, transporting the bread and water to them. So there were definitely a lot of people who knew about this whole thing. It wasn't like it was like top secret, no one knew about it. And still nobody snitched and nobody said anything. However, in the end of the days of Shaul, when there's Daika Daimi and all the people, even though there wasn't a Zara there, and even the little children, they knew all Mem test Parallel Torah. They knew like 49 different ways of learning Torah. So they knew Taharas by heart, they knew like the hardest Mishnahs by heart. And it was, but since there was Lashon Hara, they used to lose the wars. So we see, even if you do a lot of mitzvahs, if you don't have machlekes, you have no Lashon Hara, how important it is. Like the days of Achad, they used to win the wars. Lashon Hara also caused the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. That's the Medrash says, Parashat Shavuot. Our reminder, how do we know Lashon Hara makes the Shechina, remove the Shechina from us? So to speak, Hashem's divine presence, and bring it back up to Shemayim, instead of us having it down here. So Pasuk says, Nafshi b'tech l'va'i eshkva l'hatam b'n'adu sh'tayim chayas b'chizim l'shayim chayim p'lidah. What does Pasuk say in Tehillim, chapter 57, Pasuk 5? Rumah Shemayim l'kim, David said, Rebani Shalem, what's the Shechina doing down here? The David Melech told Hashem, take the Shechina up to Shemayim, he told him. He said, because people are speaking Lashon Hara, lift your Shechina up to, in ways like davening, take the Shechina away, it doesn't belong down here.
David
Melech was davening to Hashem.
Wow.
In Tehillim 57. But the Gemara, like the Gemara says, in this world, Hashem says, since there's Lashon Hara between you, that's why I took my Shechina away. So the Medrash says, Hashem says, since there's Lashon Hara, that's why I take away Shechina. We know there's no Shechina, that we have all our problems and all our issues and all our affairs. We just fall lower and lower. Everything is just a lack of Shechina, it's a lack of divine presence. Amr Chis Amr Mar Okol, the Gemara says in Erech Adav Tesfav, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Hashem says, In ani v'hu yichayu l'dor ba'olam. I can't live with him in the same world. So one of us has to go. It's either me or him. So Hashem says, I can't live with this guy. I can't be in the same world with this person. The same thing this person said about a Balgaim. Hashem says, I can't live in the same world with this Rabbi. So the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Lashon Hara and Siddur Chinam. He says, someone who makes Lashon Hara between two friends is even worse. Sometimes the guy doesn't like the two guys are friends. He also wants friends. So he makes rifts between them. He says Lashon Hara. He says, this is even worse than Gaiva and Sheker and even killing someone. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, there are six people who Hashem hates, and the seventh one is Te'avas Nafshoi. And the Rina Chazal say the seventh one is someone who makes fights between brothers, and this seventh one is worse than all the other ones. And the Medrash says Hashem doesn't want to be Mishtatu, and when a person who's Baal Lashon Hara has problems, Hashem doesn't want to help him. Hashem doesn't want to help him. And there's no Eitzah for the person. The only Eitzah is to guard our tongues and to hide ourselves from sitting with groups that speak Lashon Hara. Shabbos Shabbos. Now, we started on Thursday. You missed.
Good Eitzah.
Good Eitzah. So, up to now, Eitzah Gimel. And one of the MS, one of the Eitzah Gimel. 1 minute. There are people that cover, you can leave if you need to go to the other shir. You can leave. Now you have permission to leave. There are people that they cover over the Nisim. They say everything is Teva. They say everything's Teva. However, when all these apikarsim, we get rid of all these deniers, and there's more emunah in the world, then Mashiach will come. Mashiach, that's Eitzah Gimel. Do another Eitzah?
Say it again.
When all the people who cover over the Nisim,
right,
become obliterated, and there becomes more emunah in the world, then Mashiach's going to come. Because the whole redemption is dependent on emunah.
Obliterated? That's what he uses?
You mean destroyed?
That's usually what it means.
Dalit. Well, holy Emes Emunah, we'll go to Eitzah Dalit. E Efshe Lele, it's impossible to come to Emunah, ki im al yidei Emes. Only person who's going to come to Emunah if you're looking for the truth. If you want to make tricks and excuses, you're not going to come to Emunah. People a lot of times, they get a hard time in their lifetime, so all of a sudden they have to see the truth. You only come to Emunah through Emes. What's the question? How do I get to Emes? Through Emunah. That really, first we say Emes, through the Tzad. We'll get to it soon. Through the Tzad. At least somebody knows. So saying over here like this, Ikra Emunah is only why? What's it? What is what you don't understand? Because as long as I understand something, it's not Emunah. I'm not having faith in Hashem. I understand it. If I understand why things are happening, that's not real Emunah. It's like, oh, I believe Hashem is doing it for the good. Over there, it's not Emunah. I have to believe it. Over there, I see it. So when does Emunah start? Emunah starts. The main emunah, of course, it's emunah. Says how everything's Hashem, but the main levels of emunah begin when I can't see, when it's not clear to me. But like we said before, emunah is dependent on truth. Because if a person really wants to look for the truth, understand that his own, that you have to have emunah in Hashem. If you're looking for the truth, if you want to deny, fine. If a person is really looking for the truth, a person will come to see there's Hashem in the world. And it's tzaddikim. Even though we can't understand it through our walk, since we're so full of gashmi, we're so physical. But when a person looks at the MS, he'll understand from far that you can't understand. He'll understand you can't understand. Now it's just that I'm going to rely on and what. Now how do you get to MS? So what do we say? If a person is searching for the MS, and I want the truth, and I understand that I can't understand Hashem's ways, then you get to Emunah. Now how do I get to that level that I want the truth? How do I get to the point that I want that, to search for the MS? Says E Asher Lovi La MS. It's impossible to come to the truth. Ela Ayide is Garbus La Tzadikim Amitiyim. Unless I come close to the Tzadikim. The Yelech V'derech Atzas. And I want to go in their ways. But La Yata La Yamin U Smother. I don't turn right or left from their words. By they said through this Nechakuk by MS. This is how a person gets engraved in them the MS. V'zech La Emunah. But the Chayim Tzarek L'Hachuk is asked if they distance ourselves from Rishayim and Misnagdim that are argue on the MS. So how do we get to the B'zayich of this? Right, what's the whole point of the Kutiyah Yisrim? Nachman was telling us that the mechanics, that things work. How to get from point A to point B. So he's telling me to get to Emunah, I need to get to MS. To get to MS, I need to come close to the Tzaddikim. So how do I get close to the Tzaddikim? What could get me to go close to the Tzaddikim? V'chol zezech adeh mitzvah tzitzis. Through mitzvah tzitzis. Tzitzis, if you want to learn all the whys, you could try to learn the Quran, and then maybe you'll understand why. But if this is all from Tarek Lekut Moran, Torah, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. So if you look over there, you understand. Well, now we're just giving the Eitzah. You were here on Thursday? So Reb Nachman asked for nothing. Give me the Eitzah. After the whole Torah, the whole long thing, give me the Eitzah. Like Chazal says, the learning isn't the Iker, only the Maisa. Give me the Eitzah, I'm going to learn the Maisa. I want people to know it too practical. Now, for Rav wants to know why. So you go back to Lekut Moran, and maybe you'll understand why. Maybe. You could try. So what are we saying here? We're saying all this through Mitzvah Tzitzis, which is Shmir from Tavis Niyaf, which is all the Eitzahs are Rishayim. When a person wears tzitzis, right, we know Chazal say protects us from averus, right, especially averus with women. That's where the mitzvah tzitzis helps us. And once a person has tikkun abris, then he can come close to the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim will bring you to emes, and the emes will bring you to emunah. So right now, we're saying one point you can start from, like we said earlier, if Nasa said, you can always start from a different point. From all the eights, you always start from somewhere else. But one way, a good way to start is by wearing tzitzis. Right? And being careful to wear tzitzis, hopefully they're kosher. This brings us close to the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim, being close to tzaddikim, save us from all the taivas, right? And give us, bring us to emes. And emes brings us to emunah. That's why in Shema, what happens in davening? First we say mitzvah tzitzis, right? And then what do we say? Now we finish mitzvah tzitzis, but here we say emes ve'emunah. First comes tzitzis. We talk about the parashat tzitzis. And then comes the emes. Then we say emunah. So it comes tzitzis, emes. Right? Tzitzis brings us to the tzaddik, the whole Indian tzitzis, which brings us to emes, and then we get to emunah. Shkayach, Baruch Hashem. Oh, it's a